Hi, this is Jessica. Picture this. You're scrolling through a list of random conversation snippets, and you stumble upon thought-provoking outtakes and even a few surprises. That's exactly what you're getting with the Bible Rewind Shorts. You'll hear the uncut, unfiltered gems from our podcast conversations that didn't quite make the final cut, but they're too good not to share. Today, we're featuring Brother Henri, our guest from the episode, Noah's Ark, A Shipload of Questions. When I was a kid, I spent many, many, many moments trying to figure out Noah's Ark. I was like, clearly, Noah's Ark happened during Pangea because the continents were stuck together. And the animals were able to get to each other. In my head, for whatever reason, I thought Noah's Ark happened in Egypt. And so I had to figure out how, like, kangaroos got to Noah's Ark. You know, I'm trying to figure it out. And then when I got older, kids who were even more, you know, they're thinking about, like, where did all the poop go on the ark and the water situation? And there are just so many things that there's so many, like, suspension of disbelief. There's just so many moments where you have to suspend your disbelief with this story.
It's good theater.
It is. It is.
Noah sends the dove out to figure out if there's dry land. The dove comes back with a fig leaf. He waits a period of time. He sends the dove out again. The dove doesn't come back, syndicating that actual land is there. And the story ends with Noah praising God. Now, what's very interesting is, if you read in that same text, it also says before the 40 days and 40 nights that they were actually in the water for 150 days. If you go back and read Genesis 8, it says there was 150 days. And then it says that in the seventh month, on the 17th day, the boat arrives on Mount Ararat. And that's where the boat actually rests, and his sons and his daughters and the rest of the clan and all the animals, basically, that's where they end up. What you really have going on here, and this is why, unfortunately, it's never taught this way. And unfortunately, it's never taught this way because many people who are teaching aren't really aware of the critical analysis piece. What you have going on in the Noah story is actually two separate stories written at two separate times by two separate people. And those stories were actually combined together by an editor. And theologians call that editor the redactor. People get turned into pretzels trying to prove Adam and Eve, right? They make all types of assumptions trying to prove the Adam and Eve story. Genesis and the Adam and Eve story is theology. It's not anthropology. The writers of Genesis were, and the writers specifically of the opening of Genesis with Adam and Eve, they were not trying to give a scientific anthropological explanation for the beginning of humanity. What they were trying to show is God's relationship with humanity. They had no construct nor concept of the science behind evolution, nor do they care about that.
When did the church start teaching Noah's Ark as a historical fact?
where we began our understanding of Old Testament from the church is how the ancient Hebrews, the ancient Israelites, interpreted those scriptures, right? And they interpreted them as a part of their history, right? They were not looking at it from a critical analysis perspective either, right? They were looking at it as a part of Jewish history, not Jewish mythology. And so as Christianity develops, having its basis in ancient Hebrew scriptures, ancient Israel, they simply adopt how those prior to them read those stories. So during the time of Jesus, the Noah story was interpreted as Jewish history. And that just gets passed down as a part of Christianity as well.
So this is something we've inherited, is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Of the people that have MTH or MDiv behind their name.
So that's Master's in Theology, Master's in Divinity.
That's correct. Anyone who has those letters behind their names are very familiar with the conversation that we've had, because their first or second, their first semester or second semester of Old Testament covered all of these issues. What do we get into is this conversation of what's called the academy versus the kind of day-to-day church. And so in the academy, you learn the critical analysis skills, you learn the debate techniques in terms of all of the types of literature, all of the different types of critical analysis, you know, grammatical, historical, all of those things. What we talked about in terms of the two different writers' voices at play inside the Noah story, that's called JEPD analysis, or the documentary hypothesis that talks to the fact of the different writers. All of these things are first-year seminary. When you come to a church, the pastor has to make a decision. Now, the pastor is on payroll.
Uh-oh. Money's at play. Business. Got to make some business decisions. I get it.
The pastor.
He's not about to destroy his career for no JEPD. He's not about to do that. I get it.
The pastor has to decide what battle he's going to fight, right?
Yeah.
And the JEPD analysis is probably not high on the list.
Yeah.
Where we came down to how to deal with all of these issues from a critical analysis perspective is that it's about your relationship with God.
Right.
Right. And so use the literature as a basis for your foundation, but your basis of your foundation, you know, you shouldn't worship the Bible.
Okay.
Right. You should worship God, in which the Bible teaches you how to have that relationship. And when I would teach Bible study, I would have the Bible study divided into three different sections. The what, the so what, and the now what. So the what is, you know, what's the subject? What are we talking about? Right? The so what is, so why should I care? And the now what is, so now what am I going to do with what I just learned?
Yeah.
So with the Noah story, again, the so what becomes relationship with humanity, relationship with God. The now what is, so what now am I going to do differently now that I have this new understanding?
Thank you for listening to the Bible Rewind Shorts. Head on over to BibleRewind.com for the full transcript. This podcast is a starting point. I urge you to read your Bible, keep questioning, rewind, and repeat.